Good morning. Over the centuries, God has been portrayed in various ways by man. For allowing wars to occur, he's called insensitive. For allowing injustice on this earth, he's called unjust. For the demands he places on his people, he's called unrealistic. For punishing the wicked, he's called a vengeful hater. But at least, he's not usually accused of changing or waffling. No, once he says something, he pretty much sticks to it. And for that, he's called outdated, obsolete, irrelevant. But even if the times change or societal mores change, he does not. Man may change and call it progress, but that's not how God operates. This immutability of God was a good thing for the children of Israel. He said, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." Yes, it was a good thing for them back then, and it's a good thing for us now. Imagine, if you will, a house along the coastline. The waves relentlessly pound away at the rocks below. Slowly but surely, erosion takes its toll on the soil and the landscape, and after years and years, eventually, down comes the house. Now imagine a child being told by his parents to keep his bedroom clean. Yeah, maybe you can imagine this, I don't know. But at first, the child is compliant, but as the years go on, the child rebels and lets his room go. Harsh words are spoken, threats are made, privileges are taken away, promises are made and broken. Sometimes the room gets close to being sort of clean, but it doesn't last long and it's back to being a sty. And after years and years of this, the parents get worn down and they just simply give up. Because of other problems, the parents decide to pick their battles, and this isn't going to be one of them. Could this be done to God? Could He be worn down enough to adjust His law just a little bit because we are constantly crossing the line and breaking His commandments? No, sometimes man makes bad laws, but God doesn't. His law is perfect. James tells us every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. With God, who is light itself, there is no darkness at all. There's no change, nothing like change. He's unchangeable in His nature, His perfections, His purposes, His promises, His gifts. He, being holy, cannot turn to that which is evil. And He, being the fountain of light, cannot be the cause of darkness. And since every good and perfect gift comes from Him, why would we trade Him in for a newer model? The Bible is clear that God does not change. He doesn't change His mind. He doesn't change His will. But, like the incessant waves against the seashore, man continually crashes up against what God has established. You've probably noticed over the years that I like to use sports analogies in my messages. I think because the world of sports sometimes is the vessel through which societal changes are manifested. Jackie Robinson, for instance, broke the color barrier in baseball more than 15 years before MLK's I Have a Dream speech. Right now, history is being made, too, of a different sort. History of a barrier, right now history is being made of a barrier being broken down. It's a different type of barrier. It's the barrier of homosexuality. Just in the last 3 weeks in the world of sports alone, there have been 4 major stories on this topic. A football player from the University of Missouri became the first openly gay player to announce his eligibility for the NFL draft. The Brooklyn Nets and the NBA became the first NBA team to sign an openly gay basketball player. At the recent Winter Olympics in Sochi, our American media very effectively pointed out a lot of the shortcomings in the accommodations and the organization of the Olympics in Sochi. And why? Well, partly because they wanted to discredit the Russian government's anti-gay policy and expose that. And finally, last week, the governor of Arizona vetoed an anti-gay bill that was on her desk. The bill, I'll admit, was poorly written. But she did admit, too, that part of her motivation was next year's Super Bowl. Right now, the Super Bowl is scheduled to be in her state next year, but she felt the political and economic pressure that the NFL might look elsewhere for the Super Bowl if Arizona is viewed as an intolerant state. And there you have it, the pressure to tolerate. It's gaining momentum in our country. How many states allow same-sex marriage now? Well, the number is up to 17. And the waves are just going to keep crashing in on this topic until the very last state caves in. Right now, you are being assaulted by the relentless waves of tolerance on this topic and on a host of other topics. Not because you're in a position of authority, but because someday you will be, and it'll come pretty soon. You're just being worn down now. Question is, how will you hold up? Or will you just give in? What we know for sure is that God will not give in. If something was wrong at Sodom and Gomorrah 4,000 years ago, then it's wrong now. And that's a comfort, that God is not man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should change his mind. And we can be strengthened when God says, "My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose." God does not compromise or change his values. We may have plenty of mood swings and times when we just want to give in. But when life and its uncertainties shake you and crash up against you, just know that God, the Rock of Ages, does not move. If you cling to Him, His strength will sustain you, and the waves can beat against you all they want. So pray for strength, that you don't become part of the wave or be swept up with the wave. For example, and I wasn't sure I wanted to bring this up, but very often there are cars illegally parked right outside the gym over here, right? And it's not only students, it's adults too sometimes. But I've wondered in the past, are people just being lazy, or are they hoping that the administration just throws up their hands and gives up and takes down the signs? Don't be on the wrong side, even in minor little things like this. It's good practice for you for the major issues that you will someday face. And at the same time, remember four things about God's immutability. Number one, God's unchanging purpose. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. His plan is unchangeable. Number two, you are part of His plan. Paul explains, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Number three, God's unchanging word equips you with timeless truth. Isaiah declared, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. God's words and commands are timeless. And four, God's unchanging commitment guarantees everlasting security for you. Because of your faith, you can be assured of eternal life. God is eternally committed to your redemption and your spiritual growth. God's commitment to you is as strong as He is eternally constant. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we sing of this solid rock in the words on the screen.